President Obama is promoting his plan to cut carbon dioxide emissions by 30% at America's power plants. His proposal comes as several studies this year warn that climate change is already having effects. Climatologists hope these reports motivate people to take action, but in many cases they only result in the usual debates. Reporter Eric Malinsky finds there's a new website that's getting people to think about what their future might look and sound like.
Stephanie Furman teaches environmental science at Barnard College. She worries that dire warnings about climate change might be counterproductive. I mean, it's hard to dwell on unpredictable future disasters.
When you tell people something that's sort of gloom and doom, people shut down.
Then in 2008, she went to a conference in San Francisco where she met Ken Eklund. He designs interactive games around political issues.
There just is a part of the brain, I think, that really fires up when you're playing a game. There's a level of abstraction which has been removed.
So what happens when you mix a game designer with a climatologist?
Welcome to the Future Coast Hotline. To begin creating a new future voicemail, press 3.
The answer is Future Coast, a website where people pretend to leave voicemails from the future, talking about how climate change is affecting their daily lives, like this one.
We know that Logan Airport is going to be underwater in the next 10 to 15 years, and it's really important that we, as a company, get our foot in the door for that expansion.
We don't say what the future is. We ask people what they think it could be. So it's interesting. And we're analyzing it now to look at, you know, what dates people are picking and how they're sounding. Are they sounding alarmed? Are they sounding resigned? Are they sounding, you know, excited?
Hey, Mom, it's me. Just checking in about our plans to go above ground on Saturday morning to see the sun. I just saw that citywide notification that they're scheduling a level 5 rainstorm to hit that morning. So
I think the big message has essentially been the one of we are going to be challenged to adapt to loss.
Along with the messages, there's also a game component to the site. It's kind of like a worldwide scavenger hunt. Eklund imagines that these voicemails were 3D holograms in the future, that they somehow ended up in our time as plastic discs, which, of course, he designed. He uses Twitter to tell people where to find the discs.
People won't really kind of start to invest themselves in your game if you don't invest yourself in it.
That's how Kate DeLandpre got hooked. She hadn't thought much about climate change until she discovered this game online. On a cold winter night, she took the train to Brooklyn Heights looking for a disc.
And there was someone else there looking, but because it had freshly snowed, it was really, really difficult to find it because it was under a layer of snow. Just as we were about to give up, we went to throw something out in the garbage, and it was on top of the garbage can.
The disc that she found contained a code, and then when she put that code into the Future Coast website, a new voicemail appeared.
This educational and fun-filled resort on the world's first replica glacier lets you experience life in the snow.
And that inspired Kate to leave a message of her own, as if she was recording it in the future.
Hello, this is Susan calling from the Windwalker Factory. I got the
Actually, she left a few of them.
Hey, Mom. I want to get in touch with you before the big storm comes.
Hi, Dan. This is Kate calling. I'm over here.
The heat index is set to reach 175, and we don't feel it's going to be safe out there for the children.
Coming up with these scenarios, Kate actually learned something.
It has to be very well considered, because if this one thing was true, what else would be true?
Suzanne Moser is a scientist who consults about climate change communication. She says Future Coast is a good step in the right direction because it gets people like Kate to see the domino effect.
She is engaged. She's beginning to think now how these things belong together and fit together and interact. And that's wonderful.
But it's only a first step.
I think it's important that we don't leave that transition from the internal engagement to external engagement up to chance. And so without giving people a way to translate their concern and worries into action, it's just not as effective as it could be.
Of course, there are also people who don't believe that climate change is something we should worry about. Ken Eklund says they're welcome to play the game, too.
I think the challenge is to come up with a vision of that future that sounds authentic. When people are listening to voicemails from the future, do they go, oh, I think this person is on to something, or do they go, the signal of the future from this one is not strong.
Either way, he hopes this project will make people realize that climate change is not something we can put off to the future. For WNYC, I'm Eric Malinsky.